I forgot the end of that story, but it actually works better after the song. The guys that drove us around in Baghdad, they came to see Cracker play this show in Myrtle Beach, and it was one of these festivals. And backstages really aren't very glamorous. I don't know if you guys know that, especially at a festival or whatever. And they had been only home for 2 weeks and apparently been drunk the whole time. So they showed up at the show and stuff like that, and they wanted to come backstage, and I was a little wary because I didn't know what was going to happen if we brought them backstage. But after a while, one of the sergeants kept bugging me. He's like, come on, man, bring us backstage, man. Let's go see backstage. Let's see backstage. So I got a few of like the big yellow t-shirted security guys, and we took them backstage and stuff. And one of them was just, one of these guys is holding a beer, and he's looking around. He's like, generators, tents, steam trays, porta potties. I get this shit in Iraq. This next song is also from my new album. It's called Deep Oblivion, and it has mild Victorian content, as many of my songs do. And this is partly because I've always been fascinated with the Victorian times, because you have these, I mean, in a lot of ways it was bad, okay? I mean, typhoid, cholera, a lot of bad stuff. Women couldn't vote. Anyway, but I have been fascinated with Victorian times. In some way, I feel a little bit out of time. I'm more or less sort of a mathematician / musician, and that kind of fits in with, like, you know, the Anglican country vicar who also does archaeology on the side, or the aristocrat who studied languages and linguistics and figured out the Indo-European mother tongue. And I don't know, just, you know, the mechanical engineer who was also a poet or something like that, right? So I thought that in a way, maybe I fit in with those times, but it would also, if those times were now, I mean, rock would be better in one way, because the deaths would be more interesting, right? I mean, instead of the ODs and the suicides, or the third of the triumvirate, which is shot by a jealous girlfriend, you would have more interesting things, like, you know, did you hear about the bass player for Screaming Trees? I don't know, actually, maybe he's a friend of somebody's. I'll just pick that band out of the blue. But the bass player from the Screaming Trees, did you hear? No, man, what happened? Well, this experimental, like, electromechanical adding machine that he got his guitar strap and sleeve got caught into it. And he was just sucked in and kind of ground to a pulp. There's no punchline to that. I mean, that's it. So rock deaths would be much more interesting. So the steam-powered drum machine explodes.